This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Campaign season for this fall's midterm elections is ramping up in Colorado's closely watched 8th Congressional District. Former and current state representative Shannon Byrd and Manny Rudinell are two of the leading Democrats in the race. They made their case to voters at the Democratic Party's caucus in Westminster over the weekend. Local attorney Jerome De Herrera was there to support Byrd.
Based on her experience in the state legislature, her experience in Westminster City Council, I think it's important to have somebody who's represented and lived in our community for a long time, not a newer person.
The primary election in June will decide which Democrat challenges Republican Congressman Gabe Evans in November. Marine veteran Evan Munsing is also running. Colorado's 8th District is one of the most competitive congressional districts in the country. Colorado public health officials say they've confirmed two additional measles cases in Broomfield after an outbreak was declared at the high school there last week. The state's total for the year is now 10. The U.S. sled hockey team is poised to make history at the Paralympic Games in Italy. If they win the semifinals tomorrow, they'll play for their fifth straight gold medal on Sunday. The team trained in Superior, Colorado. Declan Farmer plays forward.
There's no pressure greater than, like, the pressure we'll put on ourselves. That pressure isn't necessarily just to, like, win gold. It's to be the best team we can be. We've worked really hard. I don't think we have any regrets in, like, how we've approached our preparation. So it really just comes down to executing and the tiny amount of time you get to show your stuff on the ice.
The team has outscored their opponents 34-2 in these Olympics. This is CPR News.